Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 35 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the dark and light magic-making creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. I'm getting good at that opening, don't you think? I say it every week now. And I notice a lot of you have signed up to get the free ebook, so I'm super happy, and I'm going to keep saying that every time because it's totally free, and it's a good free ebook. You get a lot of quality information. I feel like it's – I haven't looked at it in a while, but it's like 30 pages long or so. And people really like it, so I'm going to keep giving it away as long as people really like it. Anyway, you know how in my opening here I say Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age is where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. That's because magic with a K, or what some would call outright witchcraft, and the law of attraction have some things in common, but they also have their differences. And I have learned a lot from both, and I suppose my magic, my way of being in the world and making things happen for myself, is somewhere in the middle. I'm also, as you probably know by now, heavily influenced by psychology, which is why I say that I take a psycho-spiritual approach to things. Anyway, this show today really epitomizes this point of view. And even though it is a subject that I have already spoken about, I am excited to get back into it. I did a blog post slash video last year called The Dark Side of the Law of Attraction, and that is one of the most popular posts on my site. It's also won me some very interesting feedback. I've received a whole bunch of emails from people who really like it and had never heard that approach to the law of attraction before. And then I occasionally get people who want to challenge me on my stance and preach the good word of the law of attraction. I guess they think I don't understand how this all works. I just held back from saying something kind of snotty. That's the Joanna Peabody in me. I can't help it. But I guess this is an interesting subject for me to talk about. Long pause. A few days ago, someone, an anonymous someone, of course, left a public comment on that post. That I think Google must have picked it up or something in their algorithms because I've been getting a lot of emails about it. But someone actually left a public comment anonymously that, to be perfectly honest, it kind of got on my nerves. It got on my nerves because, for one, I'm just not a fan of anonymous drive-by comments, not when they're argumentative. If you want to just anonymously drive by and be like, yay, I think you're great, that's fine with me. But if you want to, like, start an argument or be like, you're wrong, and then just disappear, that's just kind of annoying because it doesn't give me the opportunity to have a conversation with you or to even be like, hey, I never thought about that before. I will consider that or whatever. It feels sort of like somebody throwing an egg at your head and running by. And two, I get frustrated with some people in the New Age community who take this particular stance because I actually believe it is harmful to newcomers. And, in fact, it's often the newcomers who are spreading this kind of misinformation, which is how I see it. They are misinformed. And here, just let me read you the comment to give you the gist of what I am talking about. And before I do, for anyone who is new to this show or the law of attraction. Let me reiterate that the law of attraction is a spiritual principle that basically says that like attracts like. Most people who believe in this principle will use the term vibration a lot. So they'll say things like, raise your vibration, hold a high vibration, make sure your vibration is a match to what it is you are trying to manifest. And what vibration basically boils down to is emotion and your feeling state. The popularity of the book The Secret gave this whole concept a big push into the awareness of the general public, and many people go on from there actually to follow the work of Abraham Hicks, who I love, and now Teal Scott, who has quickly become a star in that whole law of attraction world. Okay, so like attracts like. Happiness attracts happiness. Sadness attracts sadness. Like attracts like. Vibration, that's the general gist of things. So this anonymous person left the following message on my blog in argument to my post about how there is a dark side to the law of attraction and how the shadow is another essential component to understanding this whole business of like attracts like. So he or she wrote, actually, it's not subconscious thoughts that create bad things to happen or come into your life. It's vibrating at a frequency that attracts those bad things. The secret to gaining a positive momentum is moving up the emotional scale and being aware at all times of how you feel. Choose to pay attention to how you feel. Don't worry about the unconscious thoughts. It's the conscious thoughts that have power, vibration, and cause movement. So choose to live a life of awareness to how you feel and always choose a better feeling emotion. I totally get what this person is saying because that is what Abraham Hicks, Ask and It Is Given, is saying. That is what Teal Scott is saying. That is what The Secret is saying. Yes. I get that, and I believed that for a really long time. It actually took me a few days to publish that comment because I found it so annoying. Not that the person was rude to me. I do moderate the comments on my videos and blog, but I publish everything unless it is harassing, disrespectful, or just outright spam. You know, like, come look at my website that sells pens. I didn't really read your website. I'm just going around and putting links to my website that sells pens. So I did finally go back and publish this anonymous comment. I just didn't have the energy to write a full response to someone who probably won't even be back to see what I had to say. They just kind of wanted to drop their little bomb and then quickly move on to raising their vibration. So I decided that I would instead use it as an opportunity to revisit what I said in that post here and to expand on it a little bit because it's a subject that is very close to my heart and something that I could go on and on about for days. So I will do my best not to turn this into a crazy, preachy rant. I do just have strong feelings about this, though, because what first got me onto YouTube is the Law of Attraction community. I was a part of something called Co-Creating Your Reality, a community that Lulu Massey created in which people, they practice the Law of Attraction and then share their stories about it and encourage each other, and sometimes they debate about the different principles. But there's a lot of people on there that are depressed and really struggling, and I find it alarming that a lot of the messages that they get are like, la-di-da, just reach for a better feeling thought. And a lot of these people just end up like being like, oh, screw it. The law of attraction is such BS. It's all light and love, and those people are delusional, and they move on. But it's not. The law of attraction is a real spiritual principle. It's something that I practice in my life and has been so helpful for me personally. So I do have strong feelings about it in that sense. And also in that, I just kind of want to, like, protect it a little bit and be like, wait, don't go. It's not all light and love. And for the record, I would like to state that I do not believe and this is just my personal belief, not everybody shares this belief in the law of attraction community, but I do not believe that we are entirely creating our reality with our thoughts and emotions, or even in some predetermined moment before we were born. I am open to that as a possibility because I am pretty open to most possibilities, but I am more inclined to believe that we are co-creating our reality with God, Goddess, Universe, what have you, and everyone else who is a part of it. So I don't think if you, like, focus on, I don't know, a pink elephant long enough, a pink elephant will show up in your room. If you hold the vibration that matches a pink elephant, it just might not be part of the natural order of things. And I think that many of us, now I'm like totally jumping ship on this whole, poking fun at this idea, because I actually want to get into what it is I'm trying to say, and that is that many of us who rejected the Abrahamic religions we grew up in, Christianity, Catholicism, Judaism, what are the others? I don't know. Islamic, Muslim, are those Abrahamic too? Oh gosh, I just totally revealed my ignorance. I grew up Mennonite Brethren, which is Christian, for the record. So those of us who rejected the religion that we grew up in found ourselves being drawn to the New Age movement because whether we realized it or not, certain concepts felt like home. They were in alignment with beliefs we may not even know we had about being a good person, getting into heaven, going to hell. Only getting into heaven might now mean manifesting something more tangible in this physical plane, and going to hell might mean drawing bad things into your life with your low vibration. They echoed back at us deeply held convictions that we are somehow bad, i.e. original sin, and that we need to be cleansed. You know, we're really into, like, cleansing. Don't eat food, just juice for, like, 40 days. Cleanse. You are dirty. You need to be improved. You need to be made more worthy in some way. That we need to raise our vibration or be a part of the whole ascension process that is taking place or be left behind. The language is different, but many of the underlying shame-inducing messages are eerily similar if you take a step back and really examine them, which I know can be hard to do sometimes, but oh well. That's the way it is. Sometimes you got to do the tough stuff. Sometimes you got to look at your own belief system and see if it's still holding water for you or if maybe there's a few leaks happening and it's not quite working for you the way that you thought it would. And that's why I love the work of Robert Ojado so much. He is an intuitive and what he calls an archetypal astrologer. He has a kick-ass radio show called Soul Connections. It's free. It's awesome. I highly recommend checking it out. And he's also an increasingly prominent figure in the New Age community, and he is calling bullshit on some of this stuff. And I remember when I found him earlier last year, I don't remember when it was, but I remember the feeling I had. I was just so elated that someone in somewhat of a leadership position was echoing the thoughts that I had been having about some of these things for a very long time. And please don't get me wrong, I am, as I said, a practitioner of the law of attraction. I do believe that our emotions, which are generally created by our thoughts, do have a magnetic quality to them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be practicing magic, and I would not have this radio show. Although Robert Ojado has recently been exploring the idea that it might be the other way around, that your emotions are creating your thoughts, which is really interesting. I don't think he's, like, saying that's true. I think it's just something he's playing with and just messing around with as an idea. But anyway, I do believe in magic and the power to co-create your reality. I just hold the belief that the mechanics of that are more complex than books like The Secret or Ask and It Is Given might at first have you believe. For example, in Ask and It Is Given, which I've mentioned here bunches of times because it is a favorite book of mine, Abraham Hicks outlines something called the emotional guidance scale, which is one of many tricks you can use to raise your vibration or get into a feeling state that is more in alignment with what you want to create. And it basically boils down to reaching for a better feeling thought rather than trying to go from 0 to 60 right out of the gate. So let's say that you're feeling depressed, without motivation, and really just kind of numb. Instead of trying to whip yourself up into a state of like frenzied, energetic happiness, which feels pretty much impossible from that state, you reach for a slightly better feeling emotion, which might simply be sadness. Sadness is a step up from depression. It has a kind of releasing energy to it. Crying is cathartic and healing. Crying can feel better than feeling absolutely nothing. So there, you've moved up the emotional guidance scale. From there, you might try moving on up to anger, which has a lot more energy to it and is a much more empowering emotion. And anger can get you in to action, and it can feel a whole lot better than sadness. And from there, you just keep stepping up and up and up the scale until you arrive at the desired emotion. And that is the emotional guidance scale. It does work, and it is a handy tool to have in your arsenal for sure. But really, do you want to have to mind your emotions like that every single day, all day long? And is that even healthy or productive in the long run? Those of us who understand shadow work, understand how it operates, know that denying an emotion or moving up the emotional guidance scale before you're ready by an act of sheer will may just perpetuate a recurrence of that emotion in the future. This is one of the reasons that I love witches. Witches are not afraid of their dark side or the shadow, and that does not mean that they are dark people. Per se, it simply means that they accept the full range of who they are, the full range of emotions. And believe me, what you deny about yourself, it does not go away. It just grows and festers in the dark and winds up making a nuisance of itself at the most inopportune times, which is what we've been talking about in the current module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year program. So I won't get too much into that here. I've already been like slapping my gums a lot about it, and it's in the program. If you want to take it, go right ahead. We're still talking about shadow work, and we will be for another week or two. But what you resist persists, and what you cannot accept about yourself becomes a part of your shadow. And the thing about shadows is that you take them with you everywhere you go. So how does that come into play with the law of attraction? Basically, it means that even if you are regularly working with your emotions on a conscious level, you are babysitting your every negative thought and working hard to turn it into a positive thought before it, God forbid, manifests into actual physical form, you are still attracting all kinds of unwanted things into your life due to your subconscious thoughts and emotions, which are much stronger and more deeply ingrained than anything you are thinking or feeling on the surface. These are the lifelong patterns and beliefs that have been with you since childhood. They may even be an ancestral inheritance, as some people believe, and they aren't going away anytime soon, or ever really, and that is not a punishment. It is actually a gift. Your shadow holds many gifts, but if you keep denying its existence, going, la, 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 I can't hear you, it will only get louder and louder until you finally give it the attention it requires. So how might it get louder? Well, one of its favorite ways is to attract to you people who will mirror it back at you. So let's say, for example, you keep attracting boastful, pompous people into your life, and that really gets on your nerves, and you have to keep trying to raise your vibration in order to escape these insufferable braggarts and their low-level energy. And your shadow may, in fact, be trying to show you that this boastful, pompous quality is one that you possess and have denied. It is something about yourself that you find unacceptable, and so you are unable to see it in yourself because you find it so unacceptable. You're unable to see it in yourself, and so you project it onto other people in an attempt to relieve yourself of the shame that quality conjures up deep within. Yup, it's like that. It's just like that. However, if you do choose to stop and heed its message, if you can stand to look in that mirror, you might also find that there are gifts in that quality. And that might be, that quality might be very helpful, for example, when it comes to asking for a raise. Being a bit of a braggart might come in handy in that situation. And if you can accept and integrate that quality on a conscious level, you'll be able to call upon it at will rather than letting it run the show, mucking up your perfect vibration. Because what the shadow does is like pops out at the those unexpected times, and it leaves you feeling really embarrassed in its wake. Like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? That's your shadow trying to get your attention. And your shadow might contain other qualities. You might not be a braggart, but you might find, you'll recognize these other qualities because you will find them unacceptable in other people. That's one way of identifying them. So you might find it unacceptable to be weak or to act like a bitch or a know-it-all, Joanna Peabody. Whatever it is that really pushes your buttons about other people, if it really gets under your skin and causes an emotional reaction, you know that you are dealing with a shadow aspect. And it's not just like you notice something about someone that you don't approve of. It has to cause a reaction in you. So you would hear yourself saying things like, oh, it just really bugs me, or I can't stand it when, you know, things like that with an emotional charge. That's when you know that you're dealing with a shadow issue. And I know that I've already spoken a lot about shadow work in recent weeks, all of October and in the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. But I just wanted to emphasize here that it does come into play for those of us practicing the law of attraction, and that the law of attraction is not about being positive all of the time. It's not about being afraid to have so-called negative emotions lest you bring something horrible into your life. It's about working with what you've got, who you are. It's about self-love and conscious creation. And you need to make the dark conscious to be able to consciously create. You got to bring it to the surface, shine a little light on it, and accept it. You can't make it go away. You need to learn how to accept it and integrate it so that you are a whole person and not this fragmented being that is unconsciously creating things you don't want in your life. And that's how it ties in to the law of attraction. So please, stop shaming yourself for having a bad day or an off moment. It is okay to experience a dip in your energy, to grieve, to get your feelings hurt, or to be pissed off. It's what you do with it that matters, and denying those feelings or automatically reaching for a better feeling thought might not always be the answer. Maybe it is sometimes, but not always. And sometimes just sitting with your feelings or asking what messages they are here to deliver can have longer lasting results that can make your magic and your ability to consciously manifest the good things in life less of a hassle. That's what works for me. That's what I believe. And if I'm ever proven wrong, I will be more than happy to come back here and tell you all about it. Oh, and one other thing I have to throw in before I go. To anybody who listened to the Aggro Man episode where I talked about how my alter ego, one of my little shadow aspects, is named Joanna Peabody, which is a nickname I got in the third grade for being, I guess, kind of like a know-it-all. These kids started calling me Joanna Peabody after this little cartoon dog named Mr. Peabody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I was in the movies with my son. We saw Free Birds this last weekend, And one of the trailers was for a Mr. Peabody movie. Mr. Peabody is coming to a theater near you. So I didn't even know I was that cool. Joanna Peabody. She was Peabody before Peabody was cool. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. It made me laugh. It made me think of all of you because I had just done that show not too long ago, telling you that my nickname is Joanna Peabody, which was a great source of humiliation and shame for me for most of my life until, whatever, I started joking around about it with my husband and recognized that quality in myself and channeled it into, like, more productive things. So, I guess that ties into the show, and I will see you online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, wherever, on my blog. Shoot me an email if you want. Leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. Or just have a very nice day, a very good week, and I will see you next Tuesday at noon. Much love. Peace.